Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
The Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at Arcanum, Ohio, as Fort Recovery plays Arcanum in high school basketball here this evening, a non-conference game. Arcanum at 9-5 on the year, and the Fort Recovery Indians are at 7-5 on the season. Indians coming off a victory against, once again, a victory against New Knoxville last Friday, which we'll recap for you here in a little bit. I'll be back with our coach, Mike Bayshore of Fort Recovery, right after we pause for this.
Honey, come here. Look at it snow. Boy, those are the biggest flakes I have ever seen. Look at this one. It looks like a dog.
Joe, snowflakes have six sides. How can it look like a dog? Oh, my, that is a coyote. Run, Joe, run.
Folks, enjoy this time of the year, but do be careful and watch out for the hazards. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
Back with Mike Bayshore, basketball coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. And first of all, Mike, congratulations on the conference win over New Knoxville last Friday. Why don't you talk about that game a bit?
Anytime you get a win in the league is a good thing for us. Especially we've been struggling a little bit lately, so to be able to come out and get a nice win at home. Got to play a lot of JV kids, got some meaningful minutes in that game early on too. So got to see a lot of positive things in that game, and hopefully we can build off that victory.
So I wasn't obviously there. Did you take charge from the get-go in that one?
It was only like a 6-7 point game at halftime, and then we pulled away, and we had a really good third quarter to pull away. They shot the ball extremely well. They hadn't been doing that, and of course everybody shoots the ball extremely well against us, it seems like. But they hung around for about the first half, and then we pulled away in the third quarter. So we'll take them any way we can get them right now. We're struggling with some things, but I thought overall we had a nice offensive game. Another second game in a row Noah Leonard's has had a really nice game for us. And then Peyton had 31, so kind of carried us when we were struggling a little bit.
Yeah, it's nice to get those 30s once in a while, and Peyton certainly is capable of doing that. And great that you had such a good third quarter. When you're close at halftime, it's nice to come out and kind of take charge.
Yeah, we kind of tuned up some things there at the halftime, and we're usually a pretty good third quarter team. If we could just figure out the other three quarters, I think we'll have something going there.
Well, you still have time to work on that, and maybe that'll happen here tonight against Arcanum. Tell us a bit about Arcanum. What kind of a year have they had?
They're 9-5 right now. The Gray kid is obviously far and away their best player. We did such a good job on him last year of not even hardly letting him catch the basketball. But they're athletic. The Meeks kid. And they have a freshman point guard who's really solid, too. So they run a lot of dribble weave out top. And if we can control Carter, I like our chances tonight. They're not very big, but they're quick. And they'll push the ball offensively. But probably see a lot of zone tonight. That's what they've been playing. And they're awful tough at home. We've got our work cut out for us tonight.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get two wins in a row there with New Knoxville and get this one in the bag.
Yeah, we certainly don't want to have a bad taste in our mouth going into Coldwater on Friday night. So, we kind of circled the calendar on this one last night, as this is one we really have to get, because we got a tough stretch coming up after tonight. Not that tonight won't be hard as well, but our road is definitely, the hill is a lot harder to climb the rest of the way.
Looking at last Friday, the other MAC games, of course, Minster knocked off Marion Local to end their long, I think, 15-game conference winning streak.
Yeah, you know, I still think Minster's one of the better teams in the league, especially if they shoot the ball the way they're capable of shooting the ball. But, you know, Minster and St. Henry and Marion, those three guys are all capable of beating each other, which they Marion and St. Henry have split already this year. And then, but Denver Sales gave St. Henry everything they wanted up at St. Henry last week, only lost by two, I think. So you never know in the MAC what's going to happen from night to night.
A lot of strong teams, that's for sure. How about your starters tonight, Mike?
We're going with the usual. Peyton Judy, Derek Judy, Grant Kanapke, Noah Leonardson, and Clay Schmitz.
Hey, thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it very much.
No problem. Hope to talk to you after a victory.
Hopefully so. Mike Bayshore, head basketball coach at Fort Recovery. We'll be back with more here at Arcanum right after this.
Thanks, sir.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp with Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. January is National Bath Safety Month, and now is a perfect time to learn more about what we can do to take precautions in one of the most dangerous, frequently visited rooms in the house. Let our experienced customer service specialists at Kalp Pharmacy assist you or a loved one with product suggestions for a home bathroom to increase safety, comfort, convenience, and livability for everyone. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Rob Weaver back here at Arcanum High School, the home of the Arcanum Trojans. Again, they're 9-5 on the year. Fort Recovery is 7-5. In the reserve game, Fort Recovery moved to 12-1 on the season as they were able to defeat Arcanum 36-18. The Indians were leading 9-2 at the end of the first quarter, leading 15-4 at halftime, leading 26-12 after three, and the final was 36-18. Fort Recovery coming away with the JV victory. Arcanum drops to 9-6 with the loss. Fort Recovery was led by Gavin Toby with 14 points. Regan Martin had 7, 5 apiece for Ian Holman and Ryan Post. 3 points for Riley Dilworth and 2 points for Dylan Evers. Those were the scores in the JV contest. Again, Gavin Toby led the way with 14. He had a nice shooting night tonight. Here in the varsity game, the starters for Fort Recovery this evening are going to be Grant Kanapke along with Peyton Judy. Also, Derek Judy will be starting. Also starting for the Indians this evening will be Clay Smits and Noah Leonard. For Arcanum, their starters are listed as Carter Gray. He is supposed to be their big gun. We'll wait and see. Also, Wade Meeks will be starting for Arcanum, along with Evan Atchley, followed by Jake Dubo and Lane Byrne. Those are your starters for the Arcanum Trojans. A reminder that the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Spana would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in tonight's basketball game. Dr. Banna's office on Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. And Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Chrissy Hart and Lori Tin. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna, Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. Out set to go here. Noah Leonard's jumping for Fort Recovery, and jumping for Arcanum will be Lane Byrne. Important win for the Indians tonight. Be a big confidence builder going into the big game with Coldwater coming up here on Friday of this week. That game will be played at Fort Recovery, by the way. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Kalp Pharmacy, with locations in Fort Recovery, Versailles, and here in Arcanum. And also in Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana, Calp Pharmacy. The tap does go to Fort Recovery. Indians have the basketball. Out front with it is Derek Judy. He'll pass on the left side to Clay Smith. He fires it up. No good from three-point land. Rebound comes down to Arcanum. Picking up the board there was Jake Gubo. Here's a shot from the left side. Up, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. And what's the call here? I guess they say it's not sure what the call is. No, it's going to be Arcanum's basketball. Apparently, Fort Recovery touched the ball when they were standing on the end line down there. So the Trojans get the ball in. No score in the game yet. And there's the ball knocked out of bounds by Grant Kanapke. As they tried to pass to Corey Ross and couldn't get him the ball. So it stays with Arcanum since Kanapke touched it last. Welcome to all you listening on the broadcast on the radio at 100.9 FM or on FortRecoveryRadio.com. There's a ball stolen by Fort Recovery, and it's up for grabs, and Arcanum picked it up. Corey Ross came away with it. A reminder, if you've tuned in for the Jay County girls game, that's being heard on our AM side at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. Thanks to Eric Catterly, our studio producer back in Portland. Neil Spencer, the studio producer here at Arcanum for Fort Recovery Radio. Out front with the basketball is Wade Meeks. He'll dribble. Now he hands it off to Isaiah Hootman. Doing the weave out front is Arcanum, looking for the inside cutter. They can't find anybody yet. They threw it away. Picked up by Noah Leonards. He gives over to Petey. Peyton Judy, and Peyton brings it down. Peyton Judy across the timeline, passing to top of the key to Derek Judy. Derek drives in, stops, feeds over here to Noah Leonards. Noah dribbling the ball. He's had two nice games. He banks it up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Lane Byrne of Arcanum. Racing down and up and no good is Arcanum's Jake Gubo. And Fort Recovery came away with a rebound. Noah Leonards to Peyton Judy. On the left to Clay Smith. Smith's back out top to Derek Judy. Judy works his way to the right side. Now he goes back to the left. He's over to Clay Smith. Clay to Derek Judy, back to Clay. Clay, three-point shot. It's in and out, no good. Nobody there to rebound for the Indians as Lane Byrne came down with the board for the Trojans. Still no score with 5:50 to go on the Calp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Gubo with the ball on the right side and losing it out of bounds was Corey Ross. As Jake Gubo passed to Ross, and Ross was on the fly and just couldn't grab a hold of the basketball. Here we go with the Indians. No press for Arcanum. Peyton Judy across the timeline. He's way on the right side. Goes to Derek Judy, top of the key. Derek drives inside the three-point line. Now back out to Grant Kanapke. He'll fire it up. Got it. Grant Kanapke on a...
Look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy. I have been waiting on it. Honey, I am going out to start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Jake Gubal walks it across the timeline. Again, Fort Recovery won the junior varsity game tonight, 36-18, to go to 12-1 on the year. Here's a three-point basket up and good by Carter Gray. He's supposedly their top scorer, and that's his first shot of the evening. And it makes it 6-3, Arcanum on top by three. Fort Recovery with the ball. We're sitting in the end zone, and Fort Recovery is playing on our end at the moment. Clay Smith to Grant Kanapke and to Noah Leonards, and there's a whistle and a foul called on Arcanum. Once again, Rob Weaver here with you at the Arcanum High School. Beautiful new school. It's just a few years old. Did a few games over in the old gym when that was still alive, but I think maybe they still have it over there. They just they play all their, obviously, their varsity games here at the new gym.
Derek Jeter with the basketball back out front on the right side to Clay Smits. Clay cross-court pass. There's Derek Jeter with the ball. Back out top to Smits. Back to Jeter. Now here's Grant Konapke and a whistle. In 3 seconds. Called on Noah Lennertz again. 3:18 remaining in the first quarter. Indians are trailing 6-3 to Arcanum. Need some more offense. Jake Gubal passing on the right wing to Corey Ross. Ross will bring it out top between the circles. Now back in the right corner. Gubal with the basketball once again. Now he'll pass down low. Back outside it goes. And underneath, shots up and missed by Lane Byrne. He got a beautiful alley-oop pass to him. And Fort Recovery with the ball. Here's Clay Smits at the other end, and he scores. Clay Smits makes it now 6-5. Grant Konapke has a 3, and Clay Smits a 2, and that's been it so far this evening. There's a ball tap loose. Let Arcanum's Corey Ross comes up with it. He fires it up and hits. Corey Ross got a 2-pointer. And that makes it 8-5 now. Arcanum by 3 points, and Fort Recovery with the ball. 2:15 remaining. Peyton Judy is being well guarded, and they're going to call a foul on Arcanum on Wade Meeks. Basically had his arms around Peyton. Here comes Clayton Pearson to line up, and Derek Judy will go out. So Clayton Pearson will toss the ball in. Goes into Noah Lennertz. Back out top to Grant Konapke. In between the circles, right side. Here's Clayton Pearson back over to Grant Konapke. Fires a 3 and got it. Grant Konapke with 2 threes. That makes it all tied up at 8-8. Arcanum works the basketball. They have a new guy in there now in I guess that's Corey Ross in there. There's a shot up and good by Jake Gubo. Making it 10-8. Was tied at 8-8. Right side to Clayton Pearson. Down low to Clay Smits on the baseline. Pops the shot. Doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Arcanum. To Zach Smith. And they're going to play maybe for one shot as Jake Gubo just standing in the center circle, dribbling the ball. Now he hands it over to Corey Ross. He's just dribbling. Indians providing a small amount of pressure, not much. Out front with it is Evan Atchley. Dribbling the ball in the center circle. Over on the right side, down to 18 seconds. Kalp Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget about their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Kalp Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. Here's a pass in the corner. Shots fired up by Gray. It's no good. And the quarter comes to an end with Arcanum leading Fort Recovery by a score of 10-8 after one quarter of play. Again, Grant Konapke led the Indians with 6 points and 2 points for Clay Smits. We're at the end of one, the score. Fort Recovery trailing Arcanum by a margin of 10-8. We'll be back with quarter number two in just a moment. Thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. And don't forget, check out their Handicap Medical Equipment Center located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. They have all the handicap medical equipment you would ever need at that wonderful center.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. the time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Arcanum High School, again, welcome to the broadcast, whether you're listening on the radio at 100.9 on the FM side, or whether you're listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com, glad to have you with us. We do remind you, if you've tuned in for the Jay County girls game, that is being heard right now at our AM station, 1440 on your AM dial, or 100.5, 105.3 FM. 1440 AM, 105.3 FM. So we're underway here in the second quarter. Arcanum has the basketball. Here's a shot fired from outside. It's no good. And Clayton Pearson comes up with it for Fort Recovery. Missing that shot was Evan Ashley. Peyton Judy with the ball. Back over here to Grant Kanapke. Driving inside, it's up and good by Peyton Judy, but what are they going to call? Offensive foul? Going to call Peyton for an offensive foul, calling him for charging, so take the basket away, unfortunately. So Arcanum has the ball, still leading 10-8 here in the second quarter, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in good old Fort Recovery, Ohio. Right side it goes. With the ball there was Zach Smith, who's in the game now for Arcanum. And there's a foul, I think, called on Blaine Toby. No, it's on Noah Leonards. Yeah, Noah Leonards picked up the foul. That's his first. So two pretty quick fouls here for the Indians. One on Peyton Judy, one on Noah Leonards. And Arcanum will have the ball out of bounds, leading 10-8 here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Built tough with poultry growers in mind. Nice crowd on hand here tonight for a Tuesday night game. Both schools have a excellent representation. Here's a drive inside for Arcanum. No good, and the foul's on Fort Recovery as Evan actually missed the shot, but he'll be at the free throw line for two free throws. These are the first free throws for either team. Up and no good off the rim. Evan Ashley at the line. He's a senior on this Arcanum team. Coming back in is Lane Byrne, and leaving will be Zach Smith for Arcanum. Indians have Grant Kanapke, Peyton Judy, Noah Leonards, Clayton Pearson, Blaine Toby in the lineup. Second free throw is good. That makes the score 11-8 now. Arcanum by three. Arcanum 9-5. Fort Recovery 7-5. A win here for the Indians would give them two in a row after beating New Knoxville last Friday. Peyton Judy led the team against New Knoxville with 31 points. Lane Toby out to Peyton. Grant Kanapke into Lane Toby. Noah Leonard with it. There's going to be traveling called on Noah in the lane. Noah shakes his head, not agreeing with the call. Noah's going to leave the game. Clay Smits comes back in. And Regan Martin comes in, and leaving will be Clayton Pearson. So Regan Martin in the lineup now for the Indians. He played some in the junior varsity game tonight. Regan Martin did. Jake Gubo goes over here to Evan Ashley. Now there's Carter Gray back on the outside. With the ball is Wade Meeks. to Carter Gray. He'll fire and hit. He's their big gun. Said it was just inside the three for a two-pointer. He's had 7 points now. Shot by Peyton Judy's no good. Rebound goes out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. It'll be given to the Arcanum Trojans. Indians have not scored yet here in the third or in the second quarter with 2 minutes gone in the quarter now. We need to get a basket next time down, hopefully. Here's a drive to the hole. Pass down in the corner. Back outside to Evan Atchley. Atchley dribbling the ball. Now he hands off to Carter Gray. There's Wade Meeks with it. Carter Gray gets it back. Over here now to Wade Meeks. Back out top. Evan Atchley. Carter Gray gets it back, forces a shot up, missed it. Races in for the rebound, and there's a foul called on Arcanum as they crashed into Blaine Toby, who had good position under the basket. Indians are going to call timeout here with the score 13-8. Fort Recovery trailing by 5 points and needing to get things back together. We'll be back in a moment here on PG-14, Jay Country 101, 100.9 on your FM dial. Again, we do remind you the Jay County girls game is being heard on our AM side, 1440 AM, 105.3 FM.
There's no one like you. Your hopes, dreams, talents, and experiences, even what you value in a bank, are unique to you. That's why, instead of telling you what we can do, we'd rather listen to what you need. Because at Second National Bank, your story is the one that matters. There's no one like you. There's no bank like us. Could there be a better reason to meet? Second National Bank, be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here once again at Arcanum. Fort Recovery will have the ball. Chance to cut the lead down. Peyton Judy brings it up after getting the pass from Grant Kanapke. Passing on the left to Clay Smits. Over on the wing to Regan Martin. Here's Grant Kanapke. Back to Regan Martin. Open from three. He can hit those, but he didn't hit that one. Martin saves the ball, but it goes into the hands of Arcanum. And racing down is Gubo. He puts it up no good. Rebound Carter Gray up no good, and he is fouled, and he'll be at the free throw line. Carter Gray with 7 points tonight, and these will be his first free throws. Looks like Noah Leonard is going to come back in for the Indians. Free throw is up and good by Carter Gray. Also, Owen Shane comes in for Fort Recovery. Here's the next free throw. It's also good. 9 points now for Carter Gray. And the Indians trail 15-8. Owen Shane on the left side to Regan Martin. Martin dribbling the ball. Goes back to Owen Shane. Looks for the shot. Doesn't take it. Grant Kanapke to Regan Martin. He'll fire and miss. A little short there on the three. Rebound Jake Gubo. Down to Atchley. No, that's Wade Meeks. Down to Wade Meeks, and he lays it up and in. Makes the score 17-8 now. Indians down by 9 points. Traveling's called on Grant Kanapke. This is not a good night so far for Fort Recovery. New Holland tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. And right now, you don't want to hear what the score is. 17-8. Arcanum with the lead and Arcanum with the ball. Wade Meeks brings it down across the timeline, being guarded by Regan Martin. Dribbling outside. I know Coach Bayshore tried to get some scoring out of Regan. That's why he put him in the game, but he's missed two threes. There's a shot. No good. Rebound Regan Martin to Peyton Judy. Down quickly it goes. the Grand Kanapke. Back to Peyton. He'll fire and miss, in and out. And a foul on the rebound on Fort Recovery. Will be whistled on Noah Leonards. That's number two on Noah. He's going to come out of the game, and Clay Smits will come in. Ball is just not going in the hole here. I'm not keeping shooting stats, but they are not pretty, whatever they are. Really, for either team, but Fort Recovery especially. Here is Arcanum bringing the ball down at the free throw line to Axley. He'll pass off. Shots up and good from the right side by Jake Gubo. Jake Gubo with 4 points now, and there is a foul on Arcanum. 19-8 the score now, an 11-point margin. We're at 3:24 to go in the second quarter of play. So far, leading scorer, Peyton Judy, has zero on the board. Pass comes in to Grant Kanapke. He'll fire a three. No good. Rebound goes to Derek Judy. Up, no good. Rebound comes to Arcanum. And a jump ball is called. Regan Martin tying up Arcanum Zach Smith. Not a popular call with the Arcanum fans. But the Indians get a break there. They get the ball in the alternating possession. Here we go with the inbounds pass. Off the back of the Arcanum player, and he lays it up and in. Derek Judy. How about that? The old trick play. One of the players had his back to Derek. He just bounced the ball off of the back of the kid, grabbed it as he came inbounds, and laid it up and in. 19-10. Well, at least it's a basket. Let's put it that way. Here's Arcanum in trouble, and they're going to say traveling on Derek Judy as he grabbed the ball away, but they called him for traveling. Tony Overton's another happy guy tonight. His JV team defeated Arcanum 36-18 to go to 12-1 on the year. Only loss was to Jay County, and that was a very, very close game. Could have gone either way. Here's a shot from the right side. It's in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Arcanum. Up and no good by Zach Smith. Fort Recovery comes up with the board. Here's Grant Kanapke. Drives in, and he can't get it to go down. Rebound, Zach Smith. Here comes Arcanum with the basketball. Wade Meeks racing all the way down. Stops. Passes off. He should have gone to the hole. He had an opening there, but he elected not to do so. Now we got a foul on Fort Recovery. They're going to call the foul on. Officials are having a conversation. Going to call an intentional foul on Peyton Judy. They say Peyton deliberately hit the kid on the side of the face, which is, there's no way. Tough call for Peyton Judy. That's two fouls on him now. And, of course, the intentional foul means that they'll get two free throws and the ball back. Well, they actually might get more than two. First free throw's up and no good by Evan Axley. Coach Mike Bayshore is really having a conversation with the official down there. This one's up and good. Now they'll get it out of bounds. It was not a shooting foul, so that's why there's no free throws other than the two for the intentional foul. And Arcanum gets the ball back in play, leading 20-10 now. And unfortunately, that was foul number two on Peyton Judy. And Clay Smits knocks the ball out of bounds. It'll be given to Arcanum on the far sideline. See Archway Portable Grinder Mixers, the feed industry's gold standard. Available from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Your New Holland dealer as well, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Isaiah Hootman reports in for Arcanum. Zach Smith gets the inbounds pass over to Wade Meeks. Meeks across the timeline, dribbling the basketball. being guarded by Regan Martin. Meeks goes in, lobs the pass to Zach Smith, and he puts it up and in on the layup. Zach Smith gets his first basket, making it 22-10 now. Regan Martin on the right side. They're going to call him for traveling. Come on, Indians. Let's get your butt in gear here. My goodness. 2 points in the whole quarter so far. Just a variety of things happening here, including turnovers. There was traveling on Arcanum, and they didn't call it. Wade Meeks has the ball for the Trojans, bringing it across the timeline, guarded by Regan Martin. Meeks with the ball. He drives in. Still driving in. Shovels the shot up. No good. Rebound Peyton Judy. That was a very poor shot by Wade Meeks. I don't know what he was thinking. Peyton Judy comes in, puts it up. No good. And he is fouled by Arcanum. Boy, that was close. Peyton, you scared me there. That would have been his third foul if he had been called for an offensive foul. But instead, they called Arcanum for the personal foul, and Zach Smith got called for his first foul. So Peyton Judy at the free throw line. He bounces the basketball, puts it up, and got it. First point of the evening for Peyton comes at 1:22 in the second quarter. Our leading scorer has not had a lot of scoring opportunities at all tonight to begin with. This one's up and good. Got them both. That makes it now 22-12. Indians down by 10. Indians pressing full court here against Arcanum. Wade Meeks with the ball. He'll dribble it back to the middle. And they're going to call timeout for Arcanum. Timeout for the Trojans. We'll be back in a moment. 1:13 to go. Indians trailing 22-12 to Arcanum.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Rob Weaver back here at Arcanum High School. Again, a really nice place to play a basketball game. Except it's not being too kind to us right now as we trail by a score of 22-10 to the Arcanum Trojans. Again, Arcanum's record 9-5, so they're no slouch. Fort Recovery 7-5. Indians have just not found that consistency, and they're certainly not that way tonight. 8 points in the first quarter and 4 in the second. That's it. Arcanum with the ball. Wade Meeks with it. He's hemmed in by Regan Martin. Finally gets a pass off over there to Jake Gubo. Now back out with the ball is Evan Atchley. Ball's tipped by Regan Martin, but Arcanum got it back. Wade Meeks brings it down. 39 seconds remaining. Lob pass inside is stolen by Noah Lennertz. No, I'm sorry, it's Clay Smiths. Here's Regan Martin getting in there. Yes, a three for Regan Martin. That makes it 22-15. We're only down by 7 now. Indians played really aggressive defense there a moment ago and forced the turnover on Arcanum. And Regan Martin got the three. Arcanum works the ball around the perimeter over on the left side. Shots fired up with 6 seconds in and out. No good. And Arcanum got the rebound. It's loose. Picked up by Fort Recovery. And time runs out as Clay Smiths had a last-second shot, but it was just after the gun went off. So the Indians made a little charge there, getting back to within 7. 22 for Arcanum, 15 for the Fort Recovery Indians here at the end of the first half of play. Won't take us too long to run down the halftime stats for you tonight. Our next Indian broadcast is Thursday when we'll bring you the Fort Recovery Coldwater game. We do remind you that on Thursday the JV game is only 2 quarters. So if you're going to be going to the varsity game, make sure you get there a little early it'll probably start around 7 instead of 7:30 because of the two-quarter JV game for Coldwater. Coldwater just doesn't have enough players to have a full game. We'll return in a moment here at Arcanum High School. Again, the halftime score, Fort Recovery 22. I wish Fort Recovery trailing. Arcanum 22, Fort Recovery 15. We'll be back in just a moment. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. Don't forget, for outstanding service for your farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment, depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We'll return in just a moment.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by December, January, and March. And Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines. Walk-ins are welcome daily, and it's not too late to get a flu vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy. I have been waiting on it. Honey, I'm going out to start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at halftime, looking at the scoring. Again, at the end of the first quarter, Fort Recovery trailed only by 2, 10-8. But then the Indians just couldn't get their offense going in the second quarter, and they did manage to get back to within 7 points after trailing by 10 or 12 at one time. 22-15 the score here at halftime. Indians down by 7. Indians led by Grant Kanapke with 6 points. And those came; those were two threes, which came pretty early in the ball game. Didn't get any points in the second quarter. Peyton Judy, our leading scorer, only has 2 points. He has not had that many shots. Maybe taken 4 shots or so. He has 2 out of 2 at the free throw line for his only 2 points, and that didn't come until 1:22 to go in the first half. Derek Judy has 2 points tonight. Clay Smith with 2 points. And Regan Martin with 3. Indians only had the Peyton Judy free throws. Otherwise, it was all 2-point goals or 3-point goals. For Arcanum, they're led by their star, Carter Gray, who has a total of 9 points, a 3-point basket, 2 twos, and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. Evan actually has 5 points on a 3 and 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. 4 points for Jake Gubo on 2 2-point baskets. Zach Smith has 2 points on a 2-point basket. And Wade Meeks also had a 2-point goal to round out the scoring for Arcanum in the first half of play. Again, 22-15, the score here at the half. Indians have some work to do here to get back in the game in this upcoming third quarter. We'll return and review the junior varsity game tonight, which was won by Fort Recovery, right after we pause for this.
There are lots of reasons to love banking with Second National Bank. Like the feeling you get when you walk through our doors. A warmth that comes from personal attention, sophisticated support, and trustworthy guidance. Maybe your reason is convenience. 24/7 online banking, our free mobile banking app, or the ability to call, email, text, or web chat with us whenever you like. Regardless, the most important reason to us will be yours. Second National Bank, be delighted. Be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Ohio are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at Arcanum, just a couple of minutes away from the start of the second half. In the JV game tonight, Fort Recovery won 36-18. They led all the way, leading 9-2 at the first quarter, 15-4 at halftime, 26-12 after three. Again, the final was Fort Recovery 36 and Arcanum 18. Fort Recovery goes to 12-1 with the victory, and Arcanum drops to 9-6. In the scoring for the Fort Recovery junior varsity team here this evening, they were led by Gavin Toby, who had a nice game with 14 points, 7 for Regan Martin, 5 points for Ryan Post and Ian Homan. Riley Dilworth had 3, and Dylan Evers had 2 points. Again, 36-18, the Fort Recovery junior varsity coming away with their 12th win of the year. Again, I'm Rob Weaver here at Arcanum High School. Our studio producer is Eric Catterly back in Portland, keeping us on the air back there. And Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. We welcome you to the broadcast, whether you're listening on the radio station at 100.9 on the FM dial or on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And again, we do remind you, if you've tuned in for the Jay County girls game with Richmond tonight, that's being heard on our AM side at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. You folks in Fort Recovery, if you haven't discovered our new FM station, give it a listen. It's at 105.3 FM. There may be an occasion where we'll be broadcasting the Fort Recovery game on that station instead of on 100.9, but we'll try to let you know plenty ahead of time if that's the case. Ian Homan's going to start the second half of play, I see, for Fort Recovery. Clay Smits, Peyton Judy, Grant Knapke, and Derek Smits are the players in the lineup for Fort Recovery. So Coach Bayshore trying to find some scoring, inserting Ian Homan into the lineup. Arcanum with the ball to start the third quarter. brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Arcanum threw it away. Picked off by Derek Judy. He'll race down, tries to pass to Peyton Judy, and the ball's tipped out of bounds by Arcanum. Indians will have the basketball on the far sideline. Peyton will toss it in. Goes out to Derek Judy on the outside. Arcanum in a zone defense here. On the left to Ian Holman, back out top to Grant Kanapke. Here's Derek Judy driving in and scores, and he's fouled. How about that? Derek Judy with the basket. That's his fourth point of the evening. And he has a chance to bring the Indians back to within 4 points. It's 22-17 now. So a positive start here to the second half for Fort Recovery. Come on, Derek, get this free throw. Lefty puts it up and got it. Sweet shot. 22-18 now. Indians leading by four. Wade Meeks will bring it up for Arcanum, working against Derek Judy. Cuts back to the middle, back to the right. Still dribbling the ball as Wade Meeks goes around Derek Judy, or tries to, and now passes off. Here's Gubo with the ball. Now to Wade Meeks. Passes to Jake Gubo. Black on the outside. Now over on the left is Zach Smith. Carter Gray hasn't touched the ball here yet. Here's a shot up and no good, but Ian Holman has called for a foul. It is a shooting foul. So Evan actually will go to the line. He is 2 out of 4 from the line tonight. I'd take 1 for 2 here. Eyes the basket, lets it fly, and it's no good. I'd even take 0 for 2. Let's see what he does here. Evan Atchley at the line. 22-18, Indians only down by 4 now. 6:56 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. And it is good. Oh, they said he was fouled from 3, so he has 3 free throws. So he has 1 more here. Up and no good. Got 1 out of 3, but Zach Smith got the rebound, stole it away from us for Arcanum. So Arcanum has the basketball. Carter Gray with it. Top of the key over on the left side. That's Evan Atchley with it. Now to Wade Meeks. Meeks backs up with the basketball. Passing over to Evan Atchley. Atchley hangs on to it. Wade Meeks passing out front to Carter Gray. He's their big gun. Dribbles the ball in, pops the shot, and missed it. Rebound, Zach Smith of Arcanum again. They're beating us on the board here, and there's a foul on, no, a timeout. Timeout, Arcanum. 6:08 to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. I will remind you that Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. And if you want to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, just give them a call at their toll-free number. It's 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161 for Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. One of our longtime sports sponsors here on the radio. Most all these sponsors to you folks here on the radio have been with us for many, many years. In fact, I think they all have. Indians still have the same lineup in there. Grant Kanapke, Clay Smits, Peyton Judy, Ian Holman, and Derek Judy. Here we go. Arcanum puts the ball in play. Passing over to Wade Meeks on the left wing. Tries to drive around Derek Judy, but Derek does a good job of keeping him outside. Meeks still dribbling the ball with Judy guarding him. Derek Judy now goes over here. with the ball is Gubo, and he almost lost it. Arcanum still has it. Now a foul on Fort Recovery. Oh, hopefully not Peyton. No, it's on Grant Kanapke. Number one on Grant Kanapke. Derek, or Peyton Judy was there too, and I was concerned he was going to pick up his third foul, but he did not. Peyton Judy's the only Indian out there with two fouls at the moment. Wade Meeks with the ball, drives around Derek Judy and lays it in. Wade Meeks getting his fourth point of the evening. It makes it 25-18. And there's a whistle and a foul called on Arcanum. See who that's going to be on. They say Carter Gray picks up his first foul. Here comes the inbounds pass. Ian Holman, three-point shot. Oh, doesn't go. Rebound comes down to the Arcanum Trojans. Across the timeline goes Arcanum's Jake Gubo. He'll hand off to Wade Meeks. Drives in and lays it in. Nice move by Wade Meeks. He has 6 points this evening, and Arcanum has pulled away again to a 9-point lead at 27-18 after we had it down to four. Peyton Judy on the outside, dribbling, pops the shot from 15, got it. Peyton Judy finally gets his first field goal, coming at 4:42 here in the third quarter. And the Indians have cut it to 7. Arcanum with the basketball. Evan Atchley out front with it, being guarded by Ian Holman. Atchley dribbling. Goes around Holman, pops the shot, and got it. Little fadeaway shot by Evan Atchley. And he has a total of 8 now on the night. And it's 29-20. Indians trailing by 9. Right side to Peyton Judy. 3-point shots, no good off the rim. Rebound comes down to Clay Smits. And a foul is going to be called on Wade Meeks. So Indians have it out of bounds. Once again, Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, and the score reads 29-20. Indians trailing by 9. Arcanum sending a substitute in here, but the official says, no, you're too late. You can't come in. Clayton Pearson came in for Fort Recovery, and not sure who went out. Here is Peyton Judy underneath, up no good, but he's fouled. He'll be at the line. Nice pass to Peyton Judy, and he'll go to the free throw line. He's a good free thrower normally. 4:02 left to go in the third quarter. Judy could cut the lead back to 7. Peyton with the basketball, bounces, lets it fly, and it's good. Nothing but the bottom of the net on that one. Here comes Noah Leonard's back in as Clay Smits will go out. So Clayton Pearson, Noah Leonard's, Peyton Judy, Grant Kanapke, and Ian Holman are in there now for Fort Recovery. And it's good by Peyton on the second one. He is 4 for 4 at the line tonight. And now what? A warning, I think, on somebody. Apparently a warning on Fort Recovery for something. I couldn't hear what the announcer said. Anyway, here we go. Indians down by 7. 29-22. Full court press for Fort Recovery. Wade Meeks will bring it up. He's at the center circle, guarded by Clayton Pearson. Meeks goes to his left. Now stops. Will hand off the ball. Jake Gubo with it, being guarded by Peyton Judy. Be careful, Peyton. And Peyton blocks the shot. And Noah Leonard's comes up with it. And it goes off of Jake Gubo. Out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. Well, that's tough for, yeah, both Noah Leonard's and Peyton Judy in there with two fouls now. I mean, it's not a disaster if they picked up that third one, but you'd like for them not to do so here in this third quarter. And there's a timeout called by Mike Bayshore and the Indians. 3:32 to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Indians are trailing here 29-22.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
So here in the Cooper Farms third quarter, Indians have the basketball. Rob Weaver here, by my lonesome tonight. Got our crews split up. Clayton Pearson on the right side to Grant Kanapke. Noah Leonard's on the baseline, drives underneath, decides not to shoot, passes back outside. Here's Ian Holman on a three. It goes! Ian Holman on a three-pointer. Way to go, Ian. His first basket tonight, and it's 29-25. Indians back to within four. Second time they've been within four here in this quarter. After trailing at halftime, 22-15. Wade Meeks with the ball out front, guarded by Clayton Pearson. Here's Carter Gray firing a three-point shot, no good. Got the rebound, though. Puts it back up, missed it. Rebound out of bounds. He's going to get it. They say it was last touched by Austin Cottarelli of Arcanum. Cottarelli's first appearance in the ballgame tonight. So now we can get back to within two, maybe even one. Clayton Pearson brings it across the timeline. Arcanum in a box and one, it looks like here, with the runner on Peyton Judy, and ball goes out of bounds off of Peyton. So Arcanum will get it back. .235 remaining here in the third quarter. Indians only down by four. Arcanum with the ball. Wade Meeks walks it across the timeline. He's guarded by Clayton Pearson. 2:22 remaining in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Wade Meeks tries to drive around Clayton Pearson, and Pearson's going to be called for a foul. Out of bounds to Arcanum, not the 1-1 yet. That's only the third team foul on the Indians. Six points for Peyton Judy, 6 points for Grant Kanapke. Those are our leading scorers. Grant hasn't scored since early in the first quarter. Here's a inbound pass, thrown away, picked up by Noah Leonards. Back to Peyton Judy. Put it in there. Peyton, he fires and misses. No good. Rebound comes down to Jake Gubo of Arcanum. Arcanum brings it down. Here with the ball is Atchley. Back on the outside it goes to Wade Meeks. Being guarded by Clayton Pearson. 29-25 on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Indians only down by four. Wade Meeks out front with it. Don't forget, after the ball game tonight on the radio station, we'll have IU basketball. IU's at Northwestern tonight. And Arcanum threw it away, picked off by Clayton Pearson. Here's Peyton Judy with it. He'll come down, drives in, stops, feeds off to Noah Leonards, who scores. Peyton Judy gets the assist. Noah Leonards, his first basket of the evening. And that makes it a two-point game. 29-27, close as we have been in a long, long time. Timeout Arcanum, 1:14 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. We'll be back.
Honey, come here. Look at it snow. Boy, those are the biggest flakes I have ever seen. Look at this one. It looks like a dog.
Joe, snowflakes have six sides. How can it look like a dog? Oh, my, that is a coyote. Run, Joe, run.
Folks, enjoy this time of the year, but do be careful and watch out for the hazards. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
Hi. Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring big savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring in your prescriptions to Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Bern in Union City, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start savings. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here at Arcanum High School, thank the folks here at Arcanum for their hospitality, allowing us to do the game on the last minute. We weren't really scheduled to do this game because it was going to be last Saturday, which would have conflicted with the Jay County game. And when they moved it to tonight, it allowed us to do the game this evening. Arcanum puts the ball in play, leading by only 2 points, 29-27 on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. With the ball out front is Wade Meeks. He lost the dribble, picks it up and over and back. He lost the dribble and it went across the timeline on the backcourt and he picked it up and it was over and back. That's a big break for the Indians there. Here comes Clayton Pearson in the lineup. Or I should say Clayton Pearson with the basketball to toss it in to Peyton Judy. We also have Ian Holman, Grant Kanapke, and Noah Leonard's in the game. There's a shot by Kanapke. Oh, it doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Carter Gray of Arcanum. That would have put us ahead. That was a three-point shot. Didn't go. And Peyton Judy knocks it out of bounds. Tossing the ball in here for Arcanum will be Evan Atchley. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Right side it goes to Carter Gray for Arcanum. He goes down low to Evan Atchley. Can't find the shot there. Guarded closely by Peyton Judy. Back outside goes the basketball. Wade Meeks with it now. Dribbling the ball. Coming down. Feeding back to Carter Gray. Over on the right side it is to Austin Cottarelli. Back out top. Back to the left to Carter Gray. Drives in. And he is hammered by Noah Leonards. And they say Noah had a clean block. Oh, my goodness. I think we got a break on that one. That was a hard, hard block, but we'll take it. Peyton Judy, a three-pointer, does not go. It was online, but a little short. At the end of three, Indians get back to within 2 points. Fort Recovery trailing Arcanum 29-27 with one quarter to go. Let's pull this baby out, Indians. Come on. We have not led yet here in the second half. Hopefully that lead is coming soon. We'll be back in a moment with the Fort Recovery Lumber fourth quarter right after this.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Arcanum. You're listening to WPGW Radio, 100.9 FM, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. 8 minutes to go. Fort Recovery Lumber is our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor for the finest in building materials, including those Anderson energy-saving windows and doors. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Nice crowd from Fort Recovery. Rooting the Indians on here tonight. And there's a nice crowd from Arcanum as well. Just a really nice Tuesday night crowd here at this fairly new Arcanum Gymnasium. Indians have the ball. Kobe Wendell's in the lineup now for Fort Recovery, first time tonight. Into Derek Judy. Derek out front with it. Grant Kanapke's also in there. Peyton Judy as well. And Noah Leonards. Peyton Judy with the ball inside to Noah Leonards. Puts it up and got it. It's a tie game. 29-29 with 7:35 to go here in the fourth quarter. 4 points now for Noah. And that's the first time this game's been tied in a long, long time. I don't think we led any. I know we didn't lead any in the second quarter. I'm not sure we led in the first quarter. And there is a violation on Arcanum, an offensive foul. They're going to call that on Arcanum's Austin Cottarelli. Indians have the ball back, a chance to take the lead. 29-29. 7:12 remaining. Derek Judy out front with the ball, dribbling down, passing over to Peyton Judy into Noah Leonards. Leonards can't find the shot. Over on the right side to Kobe Wendell. Kobe drives in. Oh, just a little short rebound. Derek Judy up and in. Derek Judy gets a rebound. That gives him a total of 7 points this evening. First time he's scored in a while. And it's 31-29. And there's your first lead, I know, in the second half for the Indians and maybe in the game. 31-29. Fort Recovery up by two. Arcanum led by 10 or 12 points a couple of times in that second quarter. Here's Carter Gray on a three, and he got it. Carter Gray hits a three to put Arcanum back in front at 32-31. Grant Kanapke with the ball back out top to Kobe Wendell. Here's Derek Judy with it. Carter Gray's their money man, so you expect him to make those kind of shots. Here's a nice drive to the hole by Derek Judy. No good, and they say that Fort Recovery knocked the ball out of bounds. The officials are talking, though. I think that belongs to Fort Recovery. No, they didn't change their mind. Arcanum will put it in play. Evan Atchley tossing it in to Jake Gubo. Gubo comes down across the timeline. Arcanum leads 32-31. Wade Meeks, and it's out of bounds off of Peyton Judy, and it'll be given to Arcanum on the far sideline. Don't forget, Fort Recovery Lumber offers a design service. If you have an idea about a project you want to build, they'll be happy to design it for you. And then they'll provide you with the quality building materials to help you build that project, whatever it might be. Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. There's a foul on Arcanum. It's going to be whistled on Arcanum's Zach Smith. So Fort Recovery will be in the 1-1 on the next one. That's the sixth foul. Reporting in here for Fort Recovery is Ryan Post. So we got Peyton Judy, Kobe Wendell, Ryan Post, Noah Leonards, and Grant Kanapke in the lineup. That's kind of an unusual lineup for the Indians. There's Peyton Judy. Does not go. Rebound, Kobe Wendell. Way to go, Kobe. Back out to Peyton Judy. Thinks about shooting again, but doesn't. Passing on the left to Kobe Wendell. Back to Peyton Judy. Three-point shot. Yes! Peyton Judy on a three. That gives him a total of nine tonight. And it puts the Indians up by 2 points, our biggest lead of the game at 34-32. That was for you, Grandpa Oscar. I know you're listening back there in Fort Recovery. That's a beautiful shot. Arcanum with the basketball over on the left side. Back outside it goes. Driving in, there's a foul called on Fort Recovery. 4:38 left in the game. On the Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard. They're going to whistle that foul, I think, on Ryan Post. Yes. 2-point Fort Recovery lead, 34-32. Arcanum with the ball inbounds here. And it goes into Atchley, puts it up and missed it, but he's fouled by Noah Lennertz. Now, wait. No, they say Peyton Judy got him. That's the third on Peyton Judy. So Peyton Judy picks up personal foul number three, and Evan Atchley is at the free throw line. It's up and no good. He's hit on three out of seven, now three out of eight on the night. So he's the guy we want there. He'll have one more. Atchley eyes the basket, puts it up, and it is good this time. It's one of two. He's four out of nine. 34-33. Indians lead by one with the ball. 4:33 to go. Peyton Judy brings it down across the timeline. Right side to Kobe Wendell. Kobe will pass on the wing to Ryan Post. Post in the corner. Grant Kanapke back outside to Ryan Post. They're going to call Ryan for traveling with the basketball. Arcanum will get it back here. Indians are at home with Coldwater on Friday, a very big conference game. You Fort Recovery folks come out and support the kids on Friday. Coldwater's a really fine team this year. Indians will need all the support they can get in that one. Maybe they can pull off the upset. Here's Jake Gubo with it for Arcanum. Passes back over to Evan Atchley, guarded by Peyton Judy. Back outside it goes. Indians leading 34-33. Jake Gubo will pass over to Carter Gray. He hands it off to Evan Atchley. Back to Gubo. Back on the left side it goes to Wade Meeks. He'll scoop it up and miss it. Rebound back up, no good by Zach Smith. Rebound Noah Lennertz. And a foul is called on Arcanum. Foul's called, I think, on Zach Smith. His fourth. He is not a happy young man. He thought he didn't get a fair shake there. It did look like a jump ball to me, but hey, you know, I wasn't down there where the official was. Noah Lennertz at the free throw line. Come on, Noah. Let's get two free throws here, guy. Give us a three-point lead. 3:43 left in the game. Noah Lennertz gets the basketball. He has not been to the line tonight. First one is good. Way to go, big guy. Key free throw for Noah Lennertz. And we've got a substitute coming in as Jake Gubo is coming in for Austin Cotterelli. At the line, Noah Lennertz with one more to give us a three-point lead. It is up there and no good, but the rebound, Peyton Judy. Peyton got the board with the basketball. Feeds to Noah Lennertz, and they say Peyton stepped on the end line. They say Peyton stepped on the end line driving underneath as he was working his way to pass to Noah Lennertz. Tough break there. Well, we lead by two, 35-33. As Noah Lennertz gets one of two free throws, Arcanum brings it up. 3:30 to go in the game. Here's a drive by Atchley. Feeds underneath. Blocked by Noah Lennertz. And the Indians have the ball. Great block by Lennertz. Derek Judy traveled with the ball, and he did. He tried to stop, and his foot slid. That's okay, Derek. 3:19 remaining in the game. Indians lead by two, 35-33. Great game going on here. Not the most fantastic scoring game in the world. This fourth quarter brought to you by Fort Recovery Lumber. Don't forget, for those Anderson energy-saving windows and doors, see your friends at the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Indians lead 35-33. Here's Atchley in the lane, firing, hitting. Evan Atchley, a big basket. That gives him 11 points on the night now. Here is Kobe Wendell back out to Derek Judy. We have a tie game. Left side to Kobe Wendell. Thinks about shooting the three, but decides not to. Here's Grant Kanapke on a three. Does not go. Grant has not hit a basket since the first quarter. 35-35, we're all tied up. Arcanum has the basketball and the rebound. 2:34 to go. Stolen away by Derek Cutie. Put it in there, guy. He does. Derek Cutie with the steal, and he scores, giving him 9 points on the night. Stolen back by Grant Konapke. Peyton Cutie with it now. We lead 37-35 with the ball. Indians in control at the moment. Over to Derek Cutie on the right. Has it knocked away, got it back. Dribbles in, feeds to Kobe Wendell on the right wing. Kobe brings it back out top. 2 minutes to go in the game. Kobe Wendell will pass over to Grant Konapke. Indians have it spread out. Right side in the corner. Derek Cutie with the basketball now, dribbling. Coming back out top. Peyton Cutie being face guarded, basically. They don't want him to get the ball. Here's Derek Cutie driving in, and there's a foul called on Arcanum. Shot was no good, but Zach Smith has called for the foul, and he has just fouled out of the game. And Derek Cutie hurt his knee when he went down to the ground, but he'll be at the free throw line with two shots here. Derek has 9 points on the night. This could give us a 4-point lead, but he is really hurting now. His knee's bothering him a lot. He went down on his knee right there a moment ago. He's ready to shoot the free throws now. The lefty puts it up, and it is no good. One more for Derek Cutie. Coming in for Zach Smith was Lane Byrne. One more for Derek. Come on, Derek. It's no good again. Rebound, Peyton Cutie. He'll feed it over to Noah Lennertz. Puts it up, and no good. It didn't go down. Oh! Rebound, Arcanum. And traveling is called on Arcanum on Evan Atchley. Wow. 1:30 to go in the game. Traveling called on Arcanum. We get the ball back, and Arcanum calls timeout. 37-35. Indians lead by two. We have ourselves a heck of a game. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 right after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Well, maybe not the greatest play game in the world, but certainly exciting here at the end. 37-35, Indians by two with the ball after the Arcanum turnover. Pass comes in from Clayton Pearson to Petey to Peyton Cutie. And Peyton has the ball stripped away. And now Judy's going to be called for a foul trying to get it back. Peyton Cutie had his pocket picked, and then he commits the foul, trying to get it back, his fourth foul now. Derek Judy's coming back in, and Clayton Pearson is going to go out. So we have Grant Konapke, Derek Cutie, Kobe Wendell, Noah Lennertz, and Peyton Cutie in the lineup. A minute 19 to go. Indians still leading by two, 37-35. Down comes Wade Meeks with the ball, back on the outside. Meeks being guarded by Kobe Wendell. Dribbling out front. Comes down in the lane. Nowhere to go there. Passes back outside. That might have been traveling, but no call. Wade Meeks with it down to 55 seconds. Indians on top, 37-35. Wade Meeks comes inside. Pops the shot. Missed it. Rebound comes to Arcanum, and there is a foul called on who? On Fort Recovery. Actually, Zach Smith did not foul out a moment ago. He's back in the game. So Arcanum gets the ball with 42 seconds to go underneath their own basket. They trail by two, 37-35. Pass comes back outside to Evan Atchley. Atchley to Wade Meeks. Meeks goes to Jake Gubo. Gubo guarded by Derek Judy. Over on the left it goes now. Here's a shot. No, a pass inside to Zach Smith, and he scores. Wade Meeks hit Zach Smith with a basket, and he scores to tie the game at 37-37. 12 seconds to go. Indians have the ball. Is Peyton going to take the last shot? 7 seconds. Peyton Judy with the basketball. Here he goes. He'll pop the shot. Yes! It goes in! Peyton Judy with 0.2 seconds to go. And the Indians win 39-37. A two-point basket by Peyton Judy, who went right at the Arcanum defender. And he pulled up and drilled the shot to give the Indians the win, 39-37. How about that? Congratulations, Fort Recovery. Peyton Judy, 11 points on the night with that basket. Wow. Amazing. We'll be back to wrap up the game in a moment here on PG14, J Country 101. Don't forget, after our broadcast, we have IU basketball coming up. IU taking on Northwestern this evening. We'll be taking you to that game in a few minutes here. We'll be back in a moment with the wrap-up of the game tonight, right after we pause for this break. Thanks to Fort Recovery Lumber for this exciting fourth quarter. Indians win 39-37. A last-second shot by Peyton Judy. Where have we seen that before, huh? We'll be back in a moment.
Look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy. I have been waiting on it. Honey, I am going out to start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. January is National Bath Safety Month, and now is a perfect time to learn more about what we can do to take precautions in one of the most dangerous, frequently visited rooms in the house. Let our experienced customer service specialists at Kalp Pharmacy assist you or a loved one with product suggestions for a home bathroom to increase safety, comfort, convenience, and livability for everyone. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Second National Bank, we make lending decisions locally, and we make them every day. We respond quickly with clear answers so you can make the best plan or choice for your business. No matter the size of your business or loan, count on Second National for consistency, capability, and expertise. With a customized loan to fit your business. Reliable, responsive lenders. Experienced advisors. It's who we are. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. Not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at Arcanum, congratulations to the Fort Recovery Indians on a thrilling win. A two-point basket by Peyton Judy to give the Indians a 39-37 win. Less than a second to go when that basket went in there and giving the Indians the victory after they trailed pretty much the whole game until the fourth quarter when they finally took the lead. And the lead went back and forth there a couple of times. Indians trailed 10-8 at the first quarter, trailed 22-15 at halftime, trailed 29-27 after three, then finally took the lead in the fourth quarter and won the game 39-37. After Arcanum had tied it up at 37-37 with about 15 seconds to go, Indians brought the ball down. You knew who was going to take the last shot, Mr. Peyton Judy, and he did so and hit it to give us the win. He is a good guy when it comes to hitting those last-second shots, that's for sure. Peyton Judy did lead the Indians, but only 11 points for him tonight. He only had 2 points in the first half of play and didn't get a field goal until the third quarter. 9 points for Derek Judy, chipping in with six was Grant Kanapke. 5 points for Noah Leonards, 3 for Regan Martin, and 3 for Ian Holman, and 2 points for Clay Smits. The Arcanum Trojans, tough luck loss for them tonight. They led most of the way but could not pull out the victory. Carter Gray, their star, had 12 points on the night, 11 for Evan Atchley, 6 points for Wade Meeks, and 4 apiece for Jake Gubo, and 4 for Zach Smith, including the tying basket there right at the end to make it 37-37 before Peyton Judy pulled out the victory. Indians are now 8-5 on the year, 2 wins in a row now, and Arcanum falls to 9-6. In the JV game, Fort Recovery won 36-18. Fort Recovery improving to 12-1 on the year. Arcanum drops to 9-6 in the JV record. Fort Recovery was led by Gavin Toby with 14, 7 for Regan Martin, 5 apiece for Ian Holman and Ryan Post, 3 for Riley Dilworth, and 2 points for Dylan Evers. So those were the final scores of the JV game. Indians, their 12th win against one loss in JV play this year. Well, I don't see Coach coming up, so I guess we're going to go ahead and sign off here. As the Indians had a thrilling win, Mr. Peyton Judy hitting one of his patented last-second shots to give the Indians a 39-37 victory tonight. I see a proud dad down there in Eric Judy, as he had to be cheering when his son hit that game-winning shot. And again, Grandpa Oscar, listening back in Fort Recovery land, you had to be thrilled about that one as well. It was a great shot by Peyton Judy. Well, thanks for listening, folks. We appreciate it so much. Our next broadcast for Fort Recovery is coming up on, once again, Thursday night when we'll bring you the Fort Recovery girls game. I see Coach is going to come up here in a minute, so we'll just hang it right here real quickly. Fort Recovery girls at Coldwater on Thursday. We do remind you the JV game is only two quarters, so the varsity game will be starting a little bit early on Thursday night, probably about 7 o'clock. We'll have it for you here on FortRecoveryRadio.com and on WPGW as well. No, I thought Coach was going to come up here. I don't know. We'll see. I know he's talking. Oh, he's talking with another media member. That's his situation. We'll hang right here for just a minute. And here he comes. A happy coach for the Fort Recovery Indians, Mike Bayshore. It'll be interesting to see what he has to say for us this evening. Hey, no problem. Go ahead and put that old microphone on there, Coach. And, wow. Well, the Iceman came through for you again.
I can't hear you. I got nothing.
You got nothing? How about now?
You got there you go. Oh, I had it for a second. There you go.
Got it?
Yep.
Well, the Iceman came through for you again.
Yeah. This time there was no doubt about that one.
Yeah, and... of course, Peyton being very aggressive, playing with four fouls there at the end, and just hoping he wasn't going to foul out. And thank goodness he didn't. He was in there when you needed him.
Yeah. You know, I can't say enough about Regan Martin, Ian Holman, Kobe Wendell, Ryan Post got in there a little bit. We had to go small because they were running a triangle and two and kind of neutralized our bigs a little bit. And Ian hit a big three. Regan hit a big three. Kobe got a big offensive rebound there. Those JV kids really, this is the second game in a row where they've really kind of pushed us over the top. So we talked in the locker room about, you know, we're going to have to do something different than we normally do to win. Everybody's got to buy into what we're trying to do. And I thought our kids responded well to that.
Yeah, really, it was Peyton got the winning shot, obviously, but it was a team effort, definitely. And, boy, you really got down there in the first half by 10 or 12 points and finally made it a 7-point game at halftime to get within reach there. And then finally got the lead in the fourth quarter. Kept fighting away, kept clawing away, and playing great defense, I thought.
Yeah, you know, we haven't seen a triangle in two. We weren't expecting that. We thought maybe we'd get some face guarding, maybe a box in one. But, you know, when you don't get the – you can't simulate really what the other team's going to do in that situation. So for us to kind of get one on the fly here tonight was fantastic. I can't say enough about, like you said, the kids. You know, we were down 22-12, and they got 13 points the rest of the way. So I think that's amazing. Amazing for us.
Yeah, that is amazing. 22-12. So you ended up with 27 after that, and they only had 15. So pretty amazing. Actually, they only had 15 points for them. So, well, congratulations, a big win, and you got a big one coming up Friday.
Yeah, you know, this was important for us to get to 8-5 because our schedule just gets absolutely brutal from here on out. The next five games are just unreal. But, you know, we're hoping to bounce back. You know, the last time we had a tough challenge against Delphus and Minster, we didn't play very well. So I think their kids are looking forward to the test on Friday night.
Well, Mike, hey, thanks for coming up. Really appreciate it. And good luck on Friday.
Thank you.
Mike Bayshore, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Indians win tonight 39-37 on a last-second thriller by Peyton Jude. It was about a 15-foot shot or so just inside the three-point line. He had the ball way outside and then dribbled in against the defender, took the defender inside the three-point line, pulled up, and hit the shot for the victory. And again, Indians are 8-5, and Arcanum falls to 9-6. That's going to wrap up our broadcast from Arcanum tonight. Stay tuned for IU basketball. IU playing at Northwestern this evening. You can hear that game on all of our stations here tonight, IU and Northwestern. Good luck to the Hoosiers this evening.
Listening to Fort Recovery.
Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.